This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sin, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what's going on and how you feel and what's up. Now, not to pick on them, but I'm pretty much going to use this whole hour to discuss truly how much people on the left hate us. And I'm not just talking about Republicans. I'm talking about conservatives, Republicans, people who love and believe in God. Right? And again, there are Democrats like that. I mean, I've seen the Democrats turn on their own. We're going to talk about what they're doing with Feinstein. Why? Because she gave a hug to Lindsey Graham. It's terrible. Terrible what she's suggesting they do. But remember I told you, this is an ideology. For them, this is a religion. Some of you don't believe it, but it's true. They're willing to put their religious beliefs before God. There was a church local to me. The pastor saw what was going on with people, how they were acting. He did a sermon about worshiping the creation as opposed to the Creator. Which I thought was, you know, I don't go to that particular church, but I thought it was pretty darn good teaching. Good way to put it. People were getting so caught up in tree-hugging, they forgot who actually made the tree. People were upset that he would get so political. Apparently it was okay for them to be political, just not him. No, come on, think it through. That's exactly what they were saying. So he gave the sermon. He talked about, you know, the Creator and read Scripture, read it from Scripture, and said when you start giving more worship and praise to the creation than the Creator, that's wrong. He was correct in doing so. He lost a boatload of people from that church, a boatload of left tree huggers. So were they going to that church in the name of Jesus, or were they going to that church in the name of the tree? That would be my question. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Ice Cube, you know, the rapper, and Trump, they were teaming up on jobs for blacks. How to make it easier for blacks and black-owned businesses to succeed. A black man in America and the American or the U.S. president getting together to talk about how to do this. Makes sense, right? So many on the left, well, and the right, are getting this story wrong. Now, when you think about what he was trying to do, what they were trying to do as a whole, they were just trying to help their communities. Ice Cube decided to team up with President Trump to come up with a plan that could have potentially, or could potentially, set millions of jobs in motion specifically for black Americans. Right? Once Upon a Time in the Projects has been one of my favorite songs of many people. I mean, I guess it did well. I don't listen to this kind of music, so I don't know. I have a friend of mine who said he was never been anything but a libertarian. But, you know, in looking at what Ice Cube is doing and the conversation around it, it's a problem. People aren't getting it. They're making something from nothing. People are left furious that Ice Cube's working with Trump. And the people on the right who are excited that Ice Cube is working with Trump are really just not really focusing on what's going on. But the controversy, I think, proves about how mad we are at each other, how much we can't stand each other. It's not the first time in this country this has happened. Right? This whole debacle actually proves it's much worse than we think. As a culture, we're just so hyper-partisan now. It's no longer black and white or black and Hispanic or white and Hispanic or female, male. No, now it's Democrat versus Republican in most cases. Right? I mean, we can't even understand somebody wanted to focus on policy more than party or color. Look, there is a saying in my political world. A lot of you know I'm on a school board. You can get anything done as long as you don't care who gets credit for it. Think about that. Shouldn't be that way. I don't look for credit for some of the stuff I get done. I don't care. Can we get it done? Does Mary need to get credit for this? Will it make her happy? Will she vote for the project? Will she help support the project? Then let her have credit for it. I don't care. Okay? I mean, really that simple. Now, it's kind of hard because you're going to say, Joe, as a white person, you don't understand how this works. Right? You don't understand how all this impacts somebody who's black. So maybe I can't relate to that. But I can relate to is, you know, I've never 100% aligned myself with any political party. In other words, I've never gone down the list and checked the Republican box all the way down, looking for the R all the way down the list. Remember, there are middle-of-the-road, not lockstep, Democrats that will do the right thing. On school boards, water boards, city council, that kind of stuff. And there's no reason why you shouldn't support them or vote for them or an independent or anything along those lines. Joe Bettini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
I'm getting fed by news at the same time you are. Just amazing. Still have unrest going on in Seattle and Portland and other places like that. But you're not hearing much about it, are you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do want you part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Talking about the love, it's not even a love-hate relationship. Really, it's just a hate relationship that the left has for right, and it's ideological. Now, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say everybody on the left is like that. But what I read and what I see and see how people are treating each other, yes, many of them are. When Ice Cube goes to the White House, not to love on Trump, but to actually try to put a program together to help black people get work, get out of the situation they're in, do better for themselves, the left goes nuts. Why would you work with him? Well, why not? Why not work with anybody who can get the job done and done right? Anyway. You know, and it's blatantly obvious what Cube is trying to do. Right? He's choosing to, I mean, to his credit, He's choosing policy over party. I've been telling you that for years. Choose principle over party. Do not stay with your party. Do not think your party's the greatest because of the party it is. Make sure you believe it's the greatest or it should be the greatest because it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's protecting the, you know, the things that you most dear and near to your heart. Last month he tweeted that he was willing to talk to both sides or any sides about a contract with his contract with Black America Initiative. He believed it was a bipartisan issue, but couldn't get any help. Now, he cares about the issue. He's pursuing all avenues. He's pushing up like any one of us who wanted to get something done would do. Right? It's been, well, I don't say strange. I want to, but it's not. To see how people would accuse Ice Cube of being a hypocrite, using past statements that he's made, such as back in 2016 when he said he would never endorse a blankety-blank like Donald Trump. Okay. How is he endorsing Trump by going to White House, asking Trump to get involved with helping black people out? How's that endorsing? And why did Obama do that? Wasn't he black? Did he not see these things going on in the black community? What was the problem? There are screenshots floating around all out there, like proving his hypocrisy towards Trump, or towards the party, if you would. It's crazy that people, you know, would see him or can't see that he's not a fan of the president. But he's willing to put the hate aside. He's willing to put the anger aside for the greater good, which is not something I see the left doing on a regular basis. Right? And you could do, I mean, there's no reason why you can't work with somebody you don't like for the greater good. I've done it. All of you have done it at some point. Right, we need to get to a place where we can focus on finding solutions to problems, real solutions, not just throwing money at them. So, again, when you look at this, and you look at what's going down, you look at what the left could be doing, and they're not willing to do it. They're just wanting to tear down, no matter what the solution is or situation. I mean, have you seen peace? When was the last time you saw peace in the Middle East like this? When? Another one of those stories about shows you how. Dianne Feinstein, you know, she's a senator from California. She's beloved. She's been beloved by these people for years, for decades, forever. Hardcore Democrat, old-time Democrat. She apparently hugged or reached out to hug Lindsey Graham. And people on the left went out of their minds. I mean, out of their minds. Instead of being seen as a moment of bipartisanship, an outward demonstration or a sign that even though we're not on the same page with this nominee or this issue, we can still be civil towards each other. It has taken off like wildfire on Twitter. Many progressives outraged that Dianne Feinstein would reach out to Lindsey Graham to hug up on him. How could she dare praise her Republican colleague and then embrace him with a hump? God, with a hug. Take a Trump. C-SPAN was among the first to avoid it. There you go. Was the first to comment on Twitter with just the facts. Right? They went on to say that the two of them shook hands, a little hug afterward, which was the right thing to do, to show that you're willing to work together, you don't hate each other. And it was a harmless act of camaraderie, right? They've been on there together with each other. Took place at the end of the committee's confirmation hearings. But again, libs going out of their mind with this. Some of them, just shy of calling it treasonous in some of these tweets. The Hill reported Demand Justice, an advocacy group that has staunchly opposed President Trump's effort to fill the judiciary with conservative nominees. They were right out to issue a statement that called for Feinstein to resign from the committee. It's time for Senator Feinstein to step down from her leadership position on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Especially if she won't, her colleagues need to intervene. Right? The executive director of Demand Justice, Brian Fallon, was all over this shortly after it happened. Then the tweets began flying all over the place. They were anything but kind. The Slate's Mark Joseph Stern, he expressed his outrage in a tweet on Thursday evening. I really can't get over what a betrayal this moment was to thousands, maybe even millions of progressives who have worked their butts off, a little harsher for him, fighting Barrett's confirmation tooth and nail. Feinstein should be ashamed of herself. She just stepped out immediately because she hugged a colleague. See, people don't understand strategy. They don't understand how these things work. Mark Joseph Stein, he may be a writer, a journalist, or whatever, but does he really not see it? Is he really that hateful? Stern added, if Biden wins, he should offer Diane whatever position is necessary to get her out of the Senate. Ambassador or whatever. See, they don't want to run a constitutional country. They want to run a socialist country. I mean, think about it. Feinstein brings some stability, if you will. I'm not a fan of hers, don't get me wrong. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin describing some frustration with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up much-needed stimulus money for out-of-work Americans. A November 27th trial is set in Belgium. A senior sitting Iranian diplomat was arrested as the mastermind behind what would have been one of the largest ever terrorist attacks on European soil. Assadollah Assadi was stationed at the Iranian embassy in Vienna in 2018. The complaint alleges Assadi provided high explosives and a detonator to two Iranian operatives. Their target was a large international gathering of Iranian dissidents near Paris. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, we're hitting on, talking on, dealing with, I don't care what you call it, whatever. How the left is just really the not love. I don't know what the heck to call it.
Because it ain't love.
That they have for, you know, Democrats and such. I mean, I'm sorry, that they have for conservatives and or Republicans. And it really shouldn't be that big of a deal. It shouldn't be that hard to figure out, you know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and it's not because it's a Democrat versus Republican. It's not because of religious belief, if you would, because, frankly, their religion is their party. What they believe to be truth are the tenets of the party. Which is why I've always said, I don't understand. Explain to me how Christians can be Democrats. How can they support a platform that has many, 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 many issues? I'm not talking about what Republicans are. I'm talking about Democrats for the moment. That are 180% from the Word of God, the Word that they say that they stand for and believe in. I mean, Jesus tells us to love our enemy. So what Feinstein was doing with Graham was 100% on the word. Was the right thing to do. There's a reason for it. They hated it. They called her a traitor. Treasonous. You can't be treasonous against your party. I mean, the way they're using it. It's time for Dianne Feinstein to step down, Matt McDermott said. You can respect her service, but she's done Democrats a huge disservice and proven ill-equipped to handle GOP. Right? Because they're degrading, according to him, our judicial system. But the degradation is based on the fact that they believe that everything a conservative justice stands for is not good. That the Constitution doesn't apply to them. They'll make it sound like they believe it does. But they really don't believe that it does. And it's not even that the Constitution doesn't apply today. That, you know, even Ginsburg had said, we should do away with the Constitution, in essence, and follow Europe's lead. We got away from them. I think she forgot that. We left them for a reason. We got away from them. We want to run our own lives. Why? That's what Brexit was all about. The British, the English, they want to run their own lives. And more the left are calling for her to resign from, not maybe from Senate, from some of the ones that I'm reading here. Watching Dianne Feinstein hug Lindsey Graham was like a blanking punch in the gut for so many reasons. You know, California, you all need to really think about letting her go. Wow. There's real love, huh? These people are amazing. Official Twitter account for Slate offered a simple thought. If you want to know how the Barrett hearings went for Democrats, consider this hug. Now, the response to the tweets of Sisters Swift, among those leading the charge, was Fox News Channel's Hannity. I love what him. Backlash. Dem group demands Feinstein removed from committee after simply hugging Lindsey Graham. Right? And many others came to her aid. I mean, check this out. Republicans came to her aid. Independents came to her aid. Right? Democrats have become so partisan that they attack one of their own over a hug. This is what her group, her generation does. They say, well, I don't agree with you. I still respect you as a human being, but I don't agree with you. Isn't that interesting? Interesting that the right is willing to go the extra mile, and the left was not having it. They're not interested in it at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some more confusion from professors, the ones that you think you're able to trust and work with and understand. Boy, is that just confusing as heck. Brown University research assistant, Trump signs, American flags scare and traumatize black people. I don't know what black people she's talking about. A postdoctoral researcher at Brown University took to social media to explain that black Airbnb guests may be traumatized by Trump signs. Carrie Cruz Bueno, a postdoctoral research associate at Brown University in Annenberg, tweeted that vacation rental company Airbnb doesn't understand the trauma of Trump signs for a black person. Airbnb rentals are privately owned properties listed for short-term and long-term rentals. Unlike hotels, they don't own the properties. It's just a platform that connects private owners with renters. Hey, I got an idea. Again, I'm not the big businessman in the room, but don't rent the place. They have pictures of the place. Don't rent a place. And because you have a Trump sign in there, you don't feel good. And the funny thing about it is, if you look at this, if you look at the tweets, the ones that say they don't feel comfortable in there, I don't think they feel comfortable anywhere, frankly. Right? And if a flag or a hat or even the mention of MAGA really puts you in an epileptic fit type of thing, then you've got the problem is not Trump. Let me just help you out there. The problem has nothing to do with him. Ohio State professor says to Clarence Thomas, he's not really black. That's a love it. These guys never stop. They just really never stop. It's been a puzzlement to me in watching all these white kids, white people, get up in the face of a black person and tell them that they're racist, that what they're doing is wrong. That they don't understand the plight of a black... Telling a black person that they don't understand the plight of the black people. Wow. If you don't think that's showing how full of yourself you are, I don't even know what to say. A symposium hosted by Texas A&M University of Commerce titled What the Truth Sounds Like... Professor Donna Ford argued that one of the significant problems in education is white females. She noted that the diversity of skin color is not enough, considering that she wouldn't want Clarence Thomas teaching my blank kids. They always have to, swear about stuff. Does it make them feel tougher, stronger, whatever? There's a monopoly in education where white females being about 85% of the teaching force. And then, you know, pretty much the same thing with white administrators. So white females, I'm speaking to you, and I'm saying, you've got to get your blank together. She was speaking during this lecture. She continued on to say, you've got to get your stuff together because you know what? You're the problem. And you're a major problem, actually. In an interview with Campus Reform, Ford said that she did not mean that all or the majority of white women fall into the category. Not at all. But I like to use the term far too many, and 10 is far too many. We don't want any racist teachers in education. Ford also argued that during her lecture that white fragility, oh God, I love these terms, has a problematic role to play in education. Too many educational leaders are bystanders, fearing a white fragility, especially afraid to have white women tear show. Listen, for those of you listening that are on the right, it's left fragility. It's politically correct fragility. I mean, seriously, it's overeducated fragility. These people are so overeducated, they think they're so much smarter than you and I, that they put out these terms that they think we're going to buy into. This is crud, and I'm keeping it clean. There's no such thing as white fragility, professor. You put that out there to try to scare. See, you have a professor in front of your name. You teach at a college. That must make you extremely smart. There are a lot of idiots teaching at colleges. There are a lot of ideologues teaching at colleges. Using terms like this only shows you how you think you want to lord over us, make us feel less than adequate. When these people start using terms that either I've never heard before or I know what they mean, and they're not good, call them out. Don't let them get away with it. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We're back. 855-732-5566. We get involved, get engaged. Make sure you tuned in and you're participating. It just means taking notes, writing down notes, you know, thinking about the links that I'm using or finding them. I'm seeing over my shoulder that Donald Trump is being sued. A woman in Florida is trying to keep him from having his rallies because he's so infectious. Yeah, we'll check that later. That's kind of funny. Your Honor, I don't want him to have a rally here because he might give me the flu. Unreal. And I love these terms. You know, we were talking about these terms like from professors at colleges teaching your kids, which is why you need to pay attention. You know, from a not from afar, but you know, when your kids are learning, just sit off, just off the camera a bit, take a listen, find out what's going on. You might find after a couple of sessions, you're sitting down, your teacher's right on. He or she is not invoking any kind of political platform or anything along those lines. That's cool. That's great. That's wonderful. Anyway, you have these educators at these places. They've got your kids for hours a day. This is why you have to keep talking to them. Ford also argued during her lecture that when people talk about implicit bias, it lets racists off the hooks because then they can say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It wasn't intentional. She says, well, it was intentional. So in other words, you can't even make a mistake. It's intentional to her. Because she's such a perfect human being. Right? You're supposed to respond to them by saying yes, and you know what you did. Well, what if I didn't? What if I honestly and truly didn't? She told Campus Reform that people can know their implicit biases and that their problem is when they choose not to overcome their implicit bias. How? Seriously, how? What if you don't know? What if you really, truly don't know? According to her, you can't not know. She pointed to a teacher in Dallas who put Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old accused of shooting three protesters at Kenosha, on a list of possible heroes that students could write about. Ford noted that Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi were also on the list, but then had the, what she called, caudacity, right? Not audacity, but caudacity, to put Kyle Rittenhouse on the list. Why? Because the woman's a Caucasian. How is he a hero, she said. Right? And if you don't know, look him up. Yeah, look him up. But don't look him up on the Huffington Post. Don't look him up on CNN. Don't even look him up on Fox News. Look him up for real. Check out the video online. See truly what happened. But she didn't do it. She won't do it. She won't even explain. When calling for diversity, Ford said that we need more diversity among educational professors. Like how? She says, I don't mean your skin color. I mean, like, I don't want Clarence Thomas teaching my kids. Woo. Just because a person, an educator, is black does not mean that they're authentically black or have racial pride. I thought we weren't supposed to have any kind of pride, you know, American pride, any of that stuff. She says that's why she used Clarence Thomas. She would, what she didn't think, they're already 12 to 1 or 8 to 1. I don't know, I did the story a couple of weeks ago. When it comes to education, what the difference is between Republicans and Democrats. And she won't even allow, if you're a Democrat and you're not on the same page as her, then you have no business, no right teaching. She went on to say, just because a person, an educator, is black, does not mean that they're authentically black or have racial pride. Wow. So now, the way you fit the minority description, the way you are black, is if she says you're black. If you go by the white woman's rules as to who's black. Come on, think about that. Can you guys not see it? How full of themselves they are? She really believes that unless you follow her guidelines of being black, even though she's white, you're not black. Why does she have a right to tell you that? Right? Why does she have that right? She wants required training on every campus, 4 classes. Equity, diversity, and inclusion. Now, why it needs to be 4 classes, I don't know. But required. Equity, diversity, and inclusion. The problem is what they call equity, what they call diversity, what they call inclusion, I probably wouldn't. And many Americans wouldn't. See, for them, inclusion is when the Catholic sisters are forced to give abortifacient pills to their employees. Inclusion is when a Christian university, Christian, Catholic, what have you, are forced, right, to allow same-sex couples to teach and work there. And I can go on and on and on with this. She told Campus Reform that the classes should be focused on teaching all students about the achievements of all races and colleges. Classes should be focused on specific major of the student. White students need to, well, they need to see what others are doing in terms of major advancements. Now, I will agree that there has to be some more training on whether it's Hispanic, but I'm going to stick with the blacks for a second. You know, I always say the same thing about February, which is, you know, Black Awareness Month. I don't even know, Black Heritage Month, Black History Month. Which is something we should be doing on a regular basis in schools anyhow, teaching what the different accomplishments of the different groups are. You know, we harp on slavery when it comes to the black community. That's it. Like, that's all they ever did. That they just succumbed to slavery and that was the end of it. But it's not true. There's so much more to the story of the black people in this country alone. The accomplishments. You know, how blacks and whites did work together. that little Civil War thing, and more. See, the country's been great for many reasons. It isn't just because we're so successful or been successful. And yes, I believe we're successful. So if you're going to send me an email and tell me about the racism of the country, how bad we are, how nasty we are, keep it. I'll get that first or second line and probably throw it away. But we're one of the few countries that have worked hard to right our wrongs. We don't let it go forever. We don't let it go on and fester. I don't know for sure. One of my geniuses in the chat room, and I mean that lovingly and for real, I think we beat slavery before England did, didn't we? We freed the slaves or fought to free the slaves before England had. And slavery still exists in many countries, yet we're the worst. We're the worst. Didn't you know that? So, again, the elitists of the left telling us what we should believe, how we should believe, because they're so smart. And we're so undereducated. That's the scary part, is how they see you and I. How they perceive you and I as people. Come on, let that sink in a little bit. It should be scary at twice the price, so to speak. You know, all right, I've already been through this, but we'll close up with this. I really need you to get involved and engaged. All right, many of us in this, and maybe I'm not your guy. Right? Not that I wouldn't be heartbroken, but maybe I'm not your guy. And when it comes to Facebook and and the rest of these people that we're supposed to be out on and getting our message, we're not. And we don't get the numbers that we need to be able to get sponsors. And again, I'm not just talking about Joe. I'm talking about a lot of people. So get involved, get engaged, get informed, and understand what it takes to keep these shows on the air. They're not free. It is very expensive to produce a show, even like this. It is not cheap. So find a show that you can get behind. Find a show that you can support. $5. You heard Cody tonight. $5 here, $5 there. You know, $10 a month, whatever it is. If you commit to it, it helps, and it helps a lot. And again, I'm not the only one. There's other guys out there that are doing the same thing I am. If you connect with them more, maybe you listen to my show once in a while, and you're hearing this for the first time, bear that in mind that these guys are not making money, raking in money hand over fist. We're not all Rush Limbaugh, you know. Right? And all right, one last little tidbit that I can't. It's been sitting on my screen here, and I have to say something about it. The Fox News has said that it's found out that the undecided voter at the Biden town hall was actually an Obama speechwriter. Shock! I'm surprised. I'm dismayed. I'm not going to go eat a gallon of ice cream. Oh, God bless America. All right, head over to the website again one last time. Sign up for the email blast. There's a slot there for that. If you don't want the emails and you want to be notified by text message, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're here all week. I want you here as well. Don't forget to check out the website, though. Traffic to the website does just as well. Really, people, take it easy and God bless.